watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
You are listening to WMF. Sorry, I did it wrong. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
What kind of a thing you get into the mirror sometimes?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:05, 28, 29, 30 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. And tonight is a very special episode because I am joined by a very special someone. Your mic is on.
Thank you very much for having me here.
You're welcome. DJ Pending. Yeah, of course. That's right, DJ. No, you're not even a DJ. You're just Jeb.
Just Jeb.
Jeb with two B's.
With two B's.
Double B Jeb. So, for those who aren't aware, which I would assume is everyone listening, I arrived at the station, playlist ready to go. I make playlists, 30 minutes worth of music. I spend a lot of time on them, carefully crafting how they're going to dovetail with my talking. And I arrive at the station, I'm about to go into the studio, and then Jeb shows up and he says he's coming on to the show.
You know me.
I do. I do.
Sadly.
And so the playlist is out the window. Anything goes. I don't know how this is going to work, but that's okay. That's part of the magic of having a guest. And yeah. Guests are, of course, always welcome on the show.
That's good to hear. I'm very happy to be here, Jonah. God, the first slip up of the night.
It's okay. I call myself Jonah on the show all the time.
All right. You have been on my show.
Yes.
Which, just going to do a quick plug.
Yeah. All right.
Is it Thursday afternoon around 4 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Not as exciting as
the 1 to 2
Probably Birds
a.m. Yeah, well, it's cool with Probably Birds because you never know if you're going to talk about birds or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we, you know, it's easy listening. We call it the road trip hour.
Yeah.
Tune in if you want.
Yeah, buckle up and enjoy the ride.
You have been on my show several times.
But I have been.
Never been on your show.
It's
true.
This
is my first time.
Well, what? Yeah, I mean, most people don't show up to my show. Well, for a couple of reasons. The reason I like to say is that because it's so late at night.
Yeah, that was more true last semester.
It's true. The 3 to 4 a.m.
It's still pretty late.
It is.
I usually go to bed at 1.
Yeah.
Tonight's.
Which is like just in time to miss my show.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what possessed you tonight to stay up and keep me company?
I think I just wanted to ruin the playlist that you had made.
And you did. I mean, I'll just use it next week. In some ways, it's nice because I don't have to make a playlist for next week, which takes I've got a busy. I mean, longer than it should. Given, I try to make it pretty consistent within itself, and usually I don't do a good job. But the effort I put in is still there.
That's good. More than me. Most of my playlists are whipped up the day or two before.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, some of mine are whipped up like an hour before if I just forget.
Yeah.
But oh well.
Oh well, indeed.
So what's new in the life? I mean, there's lots going on. We can't talk about political stuff. There was an email sent out about that.
I saw that email, and I am not going to talk about politics.
Okay, so there may
Are bird politics on the table?
Birds are fine. Birds are always might be on the table.
So
for
I've
this
started
show.
Watching a YouTube series.
Okay,
not series. The series of videos.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what you would call a series.
Yeah.
By this woman in Alaska.
Okay.
And apparently bald eagles, which is a type of bird.
That's thematic.
Are like pigeons in her town. And so every video is just like, oh, bald eagle sitting on my porch.
Mm-hmm.
A fox walked up.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's a...
So how many videos are just this lady showing these birds outside?
All the ones on that channel.
Mm-hmm. And how many are there?
I do not know. I think I've seen maybe.
Yeah. How 10? Deep are you into this kind of?
I think I've
seen
maybe 10 of them.
Wow.
You know, 2 to 3 minute things.
Have you ever seen a bald eagle?
I have actually.
Yeah.
This past summer, I went on a trip to Yellowstone.
Oh.
Before we were there, we drove and stayed in Grand Teton National Park for a little bit, and we took a rafting tour down the Snake River.
Wow.
And you could see a lot of trees with bald eagles in them.
Oh, very nice.
It was very cool, you know, because I wouldn't have expected it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a bald eagle?
I've seen plenty, actually, in my days. I mean,
after all, they're like pigeons in our nation's capital.
They are. Well, I have seen them in D.C., or
really?
Just outside of D.C., perhaps. I mean, they're coming, they've made a huge comeback. Why is there like a ghost in this room?
Halloween themed.
Has this always been here? I guess, you know what? I didn't have a show since Halloween.
Ah, yes.
So this is new. It's November now. Happy Spookvember, everyone.
Happy Spookvember.
I'm not quite willing to give up the spooky vibes of...
No shave November?
Well,
Are you partaking?
No.
I've lost
already. I have already shaved.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, What do you think? Should I grow a beard? I've received mixed input on whether or not I should grow a beard.
Do you think you could grow out like a full beard?
Yeah. No, I think I could.
Maybe wait till, I don't know, if you want to try it, if you don't think you have anything coming up.
I mean,
the issue now is that there's a lot of like job interviews and stuff going on.
Well, maybe for those of us who have job interviews, there are.
Yeah.
You know, we can't all be so fortunate.
Oh, well, you know, doesn't not panning out too well.
Maybe, maybe my beard would make me look more hireable, like more maybe professional. It's a very...
The millennial look.
Can they hear this? This is me rubbing my face.
I can hear it.
That's the sound of my face rubbing.
Wow.
That's the show. I mean, so it's a 1 to 2 a.m. show, so anything kind of goes, except we can't swear or et cetera. You know the rules.
Yeah, I know the rules. I got my own show.
But, you know, it's been... So daylight savings time's happened.
Yes.
Daylight savings time.
Four.
It's that's part of Spookvember, I think. Mm-hmm. It gets dark earlier and the ghouls come out and apparently they're hung up on the station.
Yeah. Very spooky. There's one on one of the chairs.
What?
Yeah, right over there, past the computers.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right. Wow. I just stumbled in this room not noticing any of this. All right.
You gotta pause and be aware.
You know, I was actually thinking, speaking of daylight savings time, mm-hmm. I was thinking today about how most kind of days have like a mascot, right?
Yeah.
Like Christmas has Santa. Yes. Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes.
Thanksgiving has a turkey.
Yes.
There's no mascot for daylight savings time, and I think it's really hurting its street cred.
You know, I think you might be right, but I think one of the things that brings like a mascot or something to these holidays is the fact that they've been commercialized.
Okay.
All of the, and you can't really commercialize daylight savings.
You can't, you can't, absolutely can't.
Right,
can you imagine?
How would you commercialize daylight savings?
It's all about the clock industry.
Okay.
It's all about the clock.
All right. What about in Arizona? They don't have daylight savings time there.
Well, they're missing only out. State. That's kind of like how Utah doesn't have Christmas because they're Mormons.
I'm not sure that's true. Do they not have Christmas?
I just said they don't, and I said it on the radio.
Well,
I mean, no, I'm pretty sure Mormons celebrate some sort of Christmas, and they're probably...
I thought it was Jehovah's Witnesses that didn't celebrate any holidays.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Maybe they recognize Christmas, but don't believe in, like, celebrating it as, like, a celebration. If you're a Jehovah's Witness, feel free to tweet.
Or a Mormon.
Or a Mormon. Or if you prefer to say, like, a member of the Church of the Latter-day Saints, whatever you want to be called, we'll call you it. You just got to let us know by tweeting hashtag probablybirds.
I actually went to the Mormon Tabernacle.
Did you?
When I was in Yellowstone this past summer, because we flew in and out of Salt Lake City.
I was about to say, I was not aware that the Mormon Tabernacle was in Yellowstone.
No, it is not.
Be a bold
move. It was very cool. There was someone playing the orchestra, and everyone there was very nice, but I think that's part of the gimmick.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's how they get you. You know, they act all nice, and they're like, hey, now that you like us, want to be a Mormon? You're like, well, all right.
I guess I have to.
Fine. The more, the merrier. That was almost a pun, but
then
I couldn't do it.
Almost a pun, but you needed a little bit more to pull it together.
It was really trying to be a pun. But anyways, I'm serious about this whole... So I thought about it.
Uh-huh.
This was like I actually took a good portion of my... So I was studying earlier.
Yes.
And instead of studying, I took a good portion of my time to think about how daylight savings needs a mascot. Because it's losing a lot of kind of popular support, I think.
Oh, it has... Very low popular support.
Because
in fact, I'd say it enjoys negative popular support.
And I think it's because we just really are caring less and less about farmers.
Okay.
That's my theory. Does daylight savings time benefit farmers?
I think it was for the war initially, wasn't it? Increased production hours, but then they kept it on because of farming. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I have no idea.
Heard that it was for farmers, but I don't know.
That's what I heard too.
So we need like a scarecrow.
Well, scarecrow is cool, but I was thinking like the daylight savings time lime because it rhymes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so it's kind of like
limes don't really scream. It's fall to me.
Well, you got to keep in mind that one daylight savings is in the spring.
Okay, so we might need two mascots.
Well, you could have like the daylight savings lime.
And then a moldy lime.
That's what I was going to say. And then like the daylight savings molding lime. And this can be like a ritual about casting out the old lime and preparing for the new lime in your life. And people will sell clocks and it'll be very commercial.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day has been heavily, it is a commercial holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, what mascot is, oh, I guess, the Cupid?
Cupid, my beating heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My bleeding, beating heart is the mascot for Valentine's Day. I don't know.
Cards. I think those are mascots enough.
You know, I've been, this is taking a dark turn. I've been alone on Valentine's Day for like the past forever. I think forever. I think the last time, I mean, so I've been in a relationship on Valentine's Day, but for some like bizarre twist of events, whoever my significant other was at the time was like out of town or something. And so the last time I had a significant other on Valentine's Day, it was seventh grade.
Oh, wow.
When Cameron asked me out on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And I said, I said yes. And then we like dated for far too long. It was seventh grade. It was weird. Uh-huh. But fine. It was good. Cameron's great.
Just met her, yeah.
Yeah, she was just over.
Cameron, if you're listening, shout out to
Cameron. Cameron is in like New Zealand right now, or maybe in en route.
All the more reason to listen because it's daytime there.
Yeah, actually, so Cameron will be on a boat for like 6 weeks without like any like connection to the outside world. And so on a boat, yeah.
In New Zealand?
That's correct. Well, around New Zealand is more accurate. Mm. Yeah.
One of the WMFO staff members recently came back from a study abroad trip in New Zealand, and he said he really enjoyed it.
Wow. Was he on a boat?
I don't think so. Hmm. I think he was studying in, what's the capital? Auckland.
Yeah. There we
go. I don't think he was actually in Auckland. I think he was in some English-sounding town name.
Got it.
You know, because that's everything down there.
Wellington?
Actually, yes, I think it was Wellington.
I know a lot about, actually, that's probably the only other city I could have named in New Zealand, but we'll just say I know a lot about New Zealand.
Two islands, right? There's two islands in New Zealand.
Two main ones, yeah.
And then, what's the traditional kind of like chanting dance?
Oh man, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I'd be very scared to give an answer because I really have no idea.
Yeah.
And I'd probably just end up being wildly offensive. So I'm just going to go ahead and instead of pretend I know, just admit my ignorance.
You know,
and maybe
sometimes that's all we need in life.
Yeah, admission of ignorance.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what this show's all about, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. What are your normal topics? What do you do?
I don't know.
A thing on the wall and just
go
off on it.
I mean, usually I just kind of start with I talk about my life and my day, and I just kind of see where that leads.
So, how was your day? You asked how mine was.
Yeah. Well, here's another problem. I don't really remember things.
Yeah.
Very
easily.
What
did you have for lunch today?
Exactly.
I had lunch with you today.
Oh, you were there. Maybe you could help me out.
No,
I had already finished my lunch by the time you got there. I know what I got. I had tilapia.
Ooh.
Which was left over from dinner from last night.
Sad.
From the dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
I also had it last night. It's pretty good.
You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
I discovered a push pin.
Oh.
Lying around.
That's, uh-huh.
With a red star inside of a blue kind of a shield.
Interesting.
With no...
Listeners, I can confirm he is accurately describing this. It's not a push pin. I think it's like
it's
a normal...
It's not a push
like,
pin. It's like just a normal pin like you put in like a lapel or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's missing the back, so it has the same effect as a push pin.
You could use it as a push pin. It could be a very decorative push pin.
Although it's not that long, you know? It's just one of the things that you pin to like your suit or something like that.
Yeah.
Although, what do you think this represents?
That is a fantastic question. It looks like maybe like a football club kind of emblem.
Sense. I think it could be an adult beverage.
Oh, we can't talk about those.
I know, which is why I'm going to stop.
Yeah, beverages. Adults drink beverages, and so do children.
I only drink water.
Yeah,
I don't really drink anything else in terms of like soda, milk.
You know, it's probably a PSA about that.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't actually drink any water at lunch today.
You just said that you only drink water.
Yeah, I know, but so I didn't drink anything at lunch today.
Oh my gosh, I should hold you accountable to drinking water.
I really should. Oh my god, you were making me rush.
I was. Uh-huh. I was pushing your buttons.
And then I was very dehydrated in my next couple classes.
Right. Well, you have what is it? Six classes on Monday.
Six classes on Monday.
For those who don't know, who are listening, the typical like max classes you'd have on a day is four.
Yeah. Around there. Well, I do have four with also two recitations.
That's true, but the recitations are like an hour each. I guess
they're,
40 minutes?
They're 40 minutes, I think.
Still a lot.
One's 50. No, they're both 40.
It's a busy...
It is a busy day. I don't really have any free time from 9:30 to 6:40.
Wow.
That's generally my schedule on Mondays. But as a result, don't have any Friday classes.
So pretty nice.
Can take it easy then.
All right. I think what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to... break up our conversation with maybe like a song or maybe even two. I can't play any songs. I never play a song twice. That's something I do on this show that I never actually mentioned.
That's something that I don't do on my show.
Yeah, I know.
You should see DJ Pending's setup here. He's got a sick spreadsheet.
Let's see. Let's play... Well, actually, I have to announce the songs I've already played. Okay, we started off the night with Look Alive by Yabadum. And then we heard the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and niece. I always say uncle and niece. By my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for that.
You have a niece?
I do not have a niece. That I consistently make that mistake. But let's...
There was always that kid in high school who was like, yeah, I have a niece. And I was always like, oh, you're so cool.
Uh-huh.
How do you have a niece already?
Wow.
And it was...
So this was like a real figure in your life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I've never had this kind of I mean, maybe I did. I just didn't know it. They didn't make like a big deal of it.
How could you not? So you must not have had... If you had a niece in high school, would you have made a big deal out of it?
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
But I mean, this guy like.
But
not,
if you wanted attention, would you make a big deal out of it?
It would be one of the things I don't even know. I don't like. How many times can you bring that up? Right.
I think once. Yeah. I think once you can bring it up.
So this guy who had a niece.
He brought it up once.
Okay.
Actually, he maybe brought it up a couple times.
But he was that guy with a niece.
Oh yeah, he was. Okay. At least that's how I remember him.
What was his name? Can you?
His name was Ray.
Ray. Ray with a
good
niece.
Good old Ray. Known him since kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah, we sat on the same... I think we both sat on the red squares.
Yeah?
As opposed to like orange, green, blue, and purple.
Those are
the only colors that we had in the carpet.
Okay.
Yep.
And so because you sat on the red squares like next to each other or...
Well, same... He had a very similar last name.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why he sat on the red squares.
Okay, I'm trying to think how my kindergarten worked. I think we all just kind of sat in a circle, usually on the floor, but there was no like assigned circle seating.
Yeah, we had squares.
I remember once I was playing with blocks and cars, and we made a car ramp with the blocks, and we shot the car down the ramp, and it flew straight into my brother's eye.
Oh my.
Yeah, no, Miss Steinkamp was not happy with us that day, because my brother had a car in his eye.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he was fine.
Well, I just met him, so.
Yeah.
He still has both eyes, for the record.
Or he seems to have both eyes.
He seems to have. One might be glass or a bionic.
I'll never tell.
Would you want... All right, if you could replace any... If you had to replace any body part with something like robotic or augmented, which one? What would you do? Or you could add a part.
I could just add a cool new part.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, I don't know. So this is like a super robotic augment,
right?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. I feel like it would be kind of cool to have like a cool robotic eye. Like kind of like Mad-Eye Moody, but like future instead of magic.
And you could lock on to things. You could zoom.
I could zoom.
That would
be
cool. Yeah,
like a video game or a camera. I could have zoom vision.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, how about you?
I think I'd like... Two extra arms.
Two extra
arms. below my real arms.
Like in the armpits?
Yeah, I guess coming out of the armpits.
So you'd have four armpits?
No. I guess I would.
Would you have to buy double the deodorant? I mean, think about the long-term like financial repercussions of this decision.
Yeah, but I can also like double the things that I can do with two hands.
Yeah, but I hope the double of things involves like sewing new sleeves on all your shirts.
I'll just... they're detachable. How about that?
Okay.
No, like, uh-huh. they're not detachable.
No, they're permanent
they're
fixtures.
They're permanent, yeah.
What do you think you'd use them the most for?
Ooh, I think I would use them just to, like, type on the computer, and I could just be, like, eating a snack.
Okay, all right.
I don't really have big grand aspirations for these. Maybe so, maybe I'd be, like, a good rock climber.
Okay, that's a little bit better than I will.
Well, I could be sipping a cup of water.
Okay.
Because that's all I drink.
Yeah.
And then these could be typing away.
Okay.
And I could just be saying, all right, write my essay.
You have an extra arm in this situation. You still have one arm left here.
Well, both, you know, both.
Well, yeah.
ASDF and then JKL semicolon? Is that the position?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah.
I know how to type. Type to learn.
I'm benefited that I have a keyboard right in front of me. But so you have your hands on the keyboard. Great. You got one hand sipping water. You still got an extra arm in hand.
Okay.
It's like just like a backup just in case like someone like throws something at you.
No, maybe at that time I'm like, I don't know, cleaning.
Okay.
My desk.
All right.
Or fixing something.
Wow. And so I guess in this situation you have both the extra arms and also like the mental kind of capacity to deal with all these separate tasks.
Yeah, you'd have to like upgrade the brain
right.
to be able to handle all that.
I feel like you could type and eat at the same time fairly easily.
I don't know.
No?
I don't really think anyone's ever tried to control four arms at once.
That's true.
You know what they have nowadays, though?
I don't.
Is they have, like this kind of exoskeleton type thing that you can wear.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, attaches to your real arms.
Okay.
With straps and stuff. And it's just other arms that, like, move below your real arms.
But they
arms.
Just, like, mimic your real arms? Like,
yeah,
whatever?
And,
okay.
But then you also have things so you can, like clench your fingers to make the arms like grab things.
Okay.
So a little bit I'm thinking a little bit more high tech than that.
Okay.
Like I'm thinking anyone here seen Deadpool 2?
I am the only other person here with you.
Have you seen Deadpool 2?
I have.
I have not actually.
Okay.
But from the from the trailers,
yeah.
I know that Cable
okay.
has like a fully like a robotic arm, but it's not like all wiry, you know. I'm thinking that type of thing.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, it's funny. It seems like you remember Deadpool 2 much better than I do, even though I've seen it and you haven't.
You know what it is? Because the trailer was very funny. Because they had they forgot that at one point they didn't like fill in the green screen on his arm.
Oh, really?
And it was just like then Deadpool came in and commented like, "Oh, sorry, we forgot to do the green screen. Just give us a minute."
Wow.
And then he, like, I don't know, pretend to be Godzilla or something like that while they fix the movie.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I would say it is.
All right. And on that note...
Yeah, please.
I think I'm going to play a song, maybe two, and then we'll be back and we'll probably do a PSA or something. And we'll keep talking. And we'll just kind of see where this night takes us. But I hope you all enjoy these one or two songs that I'm about to play for your ears. And Jeb, there's a tradition on this show where I kind of tell people that I love them and that they're beautiful.
Okay.
So if you do it with me, like,
yeah,
ready?
Yeah.
I love you. That
okay.
was almost.
Oh.
Ready? I love you.
I thought we were going to count down, you know, 3, 2, 1.
I love you.
And?
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
That was pretty good.
All right.
Okay.
We'll work on it.
We'll practice.
In the break.
Yeah.
Dancing on my lawn. when I can finally see. This has all been wonderful, but now I'm on my way. When I think it's time to leave it all behind, I try to find a way to, but there's nothing I can say to make it stop.
And we are back. Okay, we just heard... Okay, it was Down With Disease by Phish, followed by My Doorbell by The White Stripes. And now I guess we're going to read some PSAs. So we're going to start with the normal... Well, one of the two normal PSAs, the ones that make us a little bit nervous to live on this planet. What do you think, tornado or earthquake?
You know, it's been windy the past couple days.
It's been pretty windy.
So, I think...
Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, there you go. There is our normal
good
PSA.
Message. Everyone should have a storm shelter.
Yeah,
their house.
That's probably what it tells. I've never been to that website. I keep telling people to go to that website, but I don't know what it says. Yeah, I'm not even sure if
we're
it's active
puppets.
Anymore.
We're puppeteers.
We are, yeah.
Or no, we're not puppeteers. We're puppets.
We are.
The puppeteers are FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yes. Yes, we are all slaves to the whim of FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yes.
So that was the first PSA. However, it's a very special season for WMFO, and I don't mean fall.
Tis the season of giving.
Tis the season of giving, in that our donations drive is live and... Some might even say, well, I wouldn't.
No, I would say it's diseased.
Diseased. And I'm down with that.
Yeah.
But not everyone is. And so because of that, we have been asked to read these PSAs that ask you to give us money. So do you want to try to read? There are two PSAs. We could try to read them at the same time.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Double the information, double the donations.
Okay.
That's what I always
Ready?
Say. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Attention.
Why is WMFO Freeform?
WMFO
well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon.
In order to continue that
do you?
Great and honored tradition,
if not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive.
From now until November 14th,
anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift.
So to go
see,
check out
to see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFOMedford and share it with your friends using the hashtag #KeepItFreeform. I want us all to note that hashtag #ProbablyBirds is still a viable hashtag.
I really enjoyed that.
You know,
I feel like we synced up at a couple
we
points.
We did. There was
I
some like
45 years.
Yep.
$5,000.
Mm-hmm. November 14th.
Annual donations drive, November 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I ended a little bit before you.
But just for the key points, it's a donations drive. We rely on donations to some degree. I'm not sure what degree because I'm not important at the station, but to some degree, everything counts. And so
we would appreciate your help.
We would. So anytime before November 14th, it's the website is donate.wmfo.org. We have a $5,000 goal, but, you know, maybe we'll make it $10,000. And by donating, you do receive a unique thank you gift. Now, that is very vague, and I have no idea what that means. But maybe
good
you
karma.
Could, good karma. And maybe, like, a special, like, cake. I don't know.
Ooh.
Can you imagine?
Ooh,
that'd
with
be
your
nice.
Name on it?
It might even be a bird.
Might
actually,
even be a bird.
Speaking of, so I actually checked out the website. And you can choose, like, which show you're donating to. Now, there are many, many shows on WMFO. And the shows is like a drop-down menu. And none of the shows are in alphabetical order. And so it's kind of impossible to find what show you're looking for.
Can you just type the first letter?
Yes, you can. And by doing that, I discovered that my show, Probably Birds, is just the last on the list anyways.
Oh.
I don't know why they put me there. Feels
did
a
you,
bit.
Did you find where the road trip hour is?
I did not. I did okay. not. But I didn't think I'd be having this conversation with you, so I did not try to do
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I could have lied to you.
You could have, and I appreciate that you didn't. Although I might
Excellent.
Have, you know, appreciate if you lied to me too.
Anyways, the punchline is, please give us money because I think we need it. I'm pretty sure we need it.
And you...
And
might
also
get a bird.
And think, like, you're using this I don't know. I don't even know if anyone listens to this, but if you are, you know, this is free for you, but it doesn't have to be. You could also pay for this. I'm not selling it, am I?
No, not really.
No, maybe we should just stop.
Tune into the Road Trip Hour where I sell the donations drive.
Yeah, we'll have to compare, like, who did a better job. I think mine was good because we gave double the information at the same time. But anyways,
double the information, double the donations.
Anyways, Jeb, you said that you had a conversation topic.
Yes, you know what I started thinking about during our break?
I do not.
Cool Whip.
Okay.
Specifically, a series of Cool Whip commercials that I saw on YouTube, I want to say, a year ago.
Okay.
And
so you've seen, I mean, evidently these commercials were very effective because you're still thinking about them.
I actually went to Cool Whip's website to see if I could find more.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what were these commercials?
They were with these, like, well, the one that I remember most that I'm going to talk about here is this gnarly looking dude. He's in a, like, an all black Chevy muscle car, Chevy Camaro. And he's looking, he's scowling, he's driving down a straight road in the desert. And then all of a sudden it pans to the passenger seat and you see a bowl of potato salad.
Okay.
That has been made awesome with some Cool Whip.
Okay.
And so that really kind of spoke to me.
Did it? Okay. That is like a, that's like a dream. That's like someone describing a dream.
Yeah.
Like I could, that's how coherent that was. Like what did he even dream last night? I mean, I don't remember actually.
I don't remember either.
But that's not important. So why did that stick with you?
I think it was because there was a good song playing. I don't remember what the song is. And then I was also at the same time, I was like, oh, I could go for some potato salad right now.
Mm-hmm. You describing this Cool Whip ad is actually like you describing a dream to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there was a scary dude in a black car driving down the desert.
He wasn't scary. He wasn't scary. He was
gnarly.
Like, he was like a motorcycle gang guy.
Okay, there was a
leather jacket.
There was a tough guy.
Tough. That's
a tough guy driving in a black car down a desert.
But he went out of his way to add Cool Whip to his potato salad that he's bringing to like a family barbecue.
And so how did that advertisement express that?
They just had good music, and it looked like a good bowl of potato salad.
And so, okay, so at no point did the ad actually say that this guy, he knew that Cool Whip was what was gonna... Did you know he was going to a family barbecue?
I think there was a narrator, and I think he said something about a barbecue. Or maybe there were a series of ads like this. Maybe one of them took place at a family barbecue.
They all kind of told a story.
No, they didn't tell a story.
No.
It was in separate events. This was one of them.
It's very postmodern.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, just accept it and move on.
I'm going to. That's what most people do with art, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. that's kind of how I, you know, live on air, that's what I do with my radio show. I accept what I've said and I move on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even if it's completely doesn't have anything to do with birds.
Here, maybe you should try to describe, can you think of a dream you had recently?
I can think of a dream I had
okay,
recently.
Okay, maybe you should try to describe that and we'll compare it to your description of the Cool Whip ad.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think.
Oh, okay. I thought you had one ready.
I did. I have one that happened when I was in high school.
Okay.
But see, it's a very mundane dream.
That's fine, because the Cool Whip ad was kind of mundane as well.
Okay, all right. So in high school, I had a dream where I got out of bed and walked over to my desk, and I sat down, opened my laptop, and I checked Facebook.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing anything of note, and then I went back to bed.
Are you sure that was a dream?
I am 100% sure it was a dream.
That sounds like the worst dream.
It was a little bit of a letdown, I'll say that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I don't remember a dream for a month, and that's what I remember?
But you have, like, you know it crystal clear, huh?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You definitely dreamed that. That is bizarre.
Yeah. I had another dream.
Okay.
A little bit more strange.
Mm-hmm,
I was on this desert planet.
Okay.
And imagine, if you will, those hovercrafts in the first movie of the original trilogy of Star Wars.
Okay.
With Luke and Obi-Wan in.
Know the
type?
You mean the pod racers?
No, not pod racers. That's
Luke and Obi-Wan. Okay, no, I got
I'm
you.
Talking about
yeah, I know what you're talking about. His hover car thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So imagine that. And there's this hub in the desert planet with a dome, and inside the hub there are these tunnels leading out in all directions, and it's like an airport terminal. There are hovercraft leaving every couple minutes or so.
Okay.
So I hop on one, and little do I know, it goes out far into the desert in this other tiny little dome,
okay,
which actually has like a whirlpool made out of sand in it.
Okay.
And everyone just starts jumping in and dying.
Really?
And I'm, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I'm not going to do this. So I run like around, like I jump off and I run around the dome.
Wow.
Like on the dome. And I go out and then the dream ends.
Have you actually ever died in a dream?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I have.
Because I have.
Really?
Twice I have actually like died in a dream.
Please tell me. Well, I don't...
It's fine. It's nothing like too dark. I mean, one of the times... Who's like the ice witch from like the Chronicles of like Narnia?
Oh, I know what you're talking. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, we were like at war with her. I was on like the good team, and she was on like the bad team,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And so we were like making some sort of retreat. At some point, I trip and get left behind, and then she comes up to me, and she puts this like thing in my mouth, like a hard like wooden thing,
like a ball.
No, it was like a stick, like a it was like a rectangular prism kind of deal.
Oh, okay.
And then she cracks it in my mouth, and this kills me.
Oh, wow.
And everything goes dark, and then I wake up.
Wow, everything went dark, and then you woke up?
Yeah. See, yeah, like I properly died.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I get close to that, then I'll just wake up. If I ever get close to death, then I'll like wake up instantly.
Hmm. Yeah. I wonder, so I guess... But in my experience, I know that then if I die in a dream, I don't die in real life, which is comforting.
Yeah.
You know? I can die in any dream now. It's cool.
A little spooked, at least.
It was kind of... it was kind of weird to wake up after that. Actually, okay, here's another story about a time I woke up. One time I woke up, and I must have had like a terrible fever, but just over the course of the night, because I woke up. And I was so exhausted, I couldn't move. Like, I could not move a single part of my body. And so I was just lying in bed, and I can't move. And I'm not like, it's not like sleep paralysis. I'm properly awake, but I have zero energy in my body. And eventually, after I like lie there for like some minutes, I managed to be able to like make sounds. Like, I can't even talk at first, but I managed to like kind of make sounds. And so I start like kind of calling like kind of gradually louder and louder for my sister Lila, and eventually after I kind of get some strength and able to like call loud enough, she comes up and sees me in this state, unable to move, and I'm like, Lila, can you get me some pudding or something, because that's all I can imagine I can eat at this moment. And so thankfully we have pudding in the house. Usually we don't. But she goes down, she gets me some pudding, she brings it up, and I think she even asked to, like, feed me the first couple spoonfuls of pudding.
That is terrifying.
It was, you know, talking about it, it kind of sounds terrifying. In the moment, I was mostly just, like...
It's tired.
Exhausted. Yeah, but so, she feeds me some pudding, I feed myself the rest of the pudding. And then by, like, 10:30, I was feeling fine.
Wow.
It was bizarre.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're okay.
And that's a story about a time I woke up. Yeah.
Let me try to think of a story of a time I woke up.
Cool.
Yep,
this is the show.
Let's see.
This is what you've tuned in for, ladies, gentlemen, and whatever else you want me to call you.
Yeah.
I don't mean that. Did that come off as hostile?
No,
I meant it as very...
It wasn't that hostile.
Okay.
I could sense you trying to be accommodating.
Yes. Ladies, gentlemen, people of all sorts. How about that?
People of all... And not necessarily people, you know, if we have any animals tuning in.
You know, you say that, but I have a picture of my cats listening to my radio show.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, actually, speaking of pets, oh my God, you have a bird.
I do. I have a pet bird.
Thank
God. I almost forgot to bring that up.
Wow.
Well, I did, actually.
You did.
You brought it up.
That's correct.
But I'm going to take credit for it.
Good job. No. Thanks, Jeb, for talking about birds.
Yeah, I have a pet bird, parakeet,
okay.
Named Percy Bird. His color scheme is blue and white.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. He's back at home.
You know, sometimes on this show we do bird rhymes. We make rhymes that involve birds.
Okay.
Maybe you can make a rhyme involving your bird.
Like a one-word rhyme, or like
a couplet.
Like a couplet?
Yeah, or maybe even like one. I think my first show, or maybe my second show, I was like, oh man, what even was? I don't even remember. Okay, I don't remember what the rhyme was.
I think I can think of something.
And I made a peacock rhyme a couple shows ago. That was a good one. I've only made actually two bird rhymes ever on this show, but...
Okay, I'm going to try and do one.
Okay.
This is only going to be two lines, I think.
That's fine.
My bird wakes me up with a shriek. However, when they're strangers, he is very meek.
That's pretty good. Yes. Is he actually meek with strangers?
Oh, yeah.
He's a shy bird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, not when it was just us around. Oh, my
no.
God. One morning I went down, it was like 6 in the morning for some reason. I think I had to get up early.
This is a story about when you woke up.
You're right.
We've done
You're right.
Wow.
Anyway, I went down.
Okay.
Turned on the light. We don't cover his cage. Some people say to cover it with a blanket so that he doesn't wake up when the sun
rises. Yep, that's
he doesn't
what it does.
Chirp, though, when that happens.
Interesting.
He waits until one of us comes down. And so I get down. I start eating my bowl of cereal.
Yep.
Notice how I said it.
Yeah, you got that upstate accent.
And he just starts shrieking at the top of his lungs, like,
oh my gosh,
as loud as he can. And I'm just there, just eating my cereal. I'm kind of out of it still because I'm so tired. So it takes me a while to really hear it, but then it just starts to just penetrate into my head. I can't think of anything else.
Right.
So I turn around and I scream at him, "Shut up!"
So you're in a screaming match with a bird.
Yes, and then he stops.
Really?
Yeah, and then he starts again.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
That if I ever tell him to stop talking or do something, he'll always stop whatever he's doing, look at me uncomprehendingly, and then go back to whatever it is.
He's just like, I'm a bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
He actually recently started getting into feet.
Feet?
Yeah, when
like,
I went home
like of
last.
The human sort.
Yes, when I went home last, I took my shoes and socks off, and he just kind of sat there, kind of like, not biting, but just like leaving his beak very, very near my feet.
Kind
my
of
toes.
Like, do you think you were being threatened?
No, I wasn't being threatened.
Okay.
It's like he does that, like you can see, you know when he's threatening because his eyes shrink.
Oh.
Like his pupils shrink, and his were... you know, normal size.
Okay.
He was, I think he was in love, actually.
Wow.
And he went around to each of my toes, then started hopping, like, on my foot.
Okay.
But I had things to do, so I ran away.
Uh-huh, sure.
Anyway, he started getting into feet.
Okay, well, that's a cool development for Percy Bird.
Yeah.
Wow. My
His birthday was recently.
Really? How old is he?
He's 5 now.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty old in bird
Time
years,
flies.
I assume. You know what else flies?
Birds.
Sometimes.
Not all birds.
Hashtag not all birds.
I was going to say that exact same
Too late. Thing. My show, my rules.
What,
and the only rule is that there are no rules, but also no parents.
Rules out the window.
Yeah.
We break the rules here.
And we break windows sometimes.
Oh, no. Okay. That's enough of that.
Exposed. Okay. Well, moving on.
What food is on your mind or has been on your mind?
Why are you assuming there's food on my mind?
Because, well, at least with me, there's always food on my mind.
All right, well, then maybe I should ask you, because there is no food. I mean, like, odds are it's chocolate. Like, if you ask me to, like, think of a food, it's probably going to be chocolate.
Some chocolate earlier today.
But what food is on your mind right now?
I'll tell you what's been on my mind most of today.
Okay.
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup.
Yes. I only recently started to enjoy tomato soup.
Okay.
Because I only recently started to enjoy tomatoes.
Okay,
before,
makes sense.
Before the past couple years, the like beginning of my life, majority of it, I thought tomatoes were disgusting. I didn't want them on anything.
Right.
You know? But that being said, I liked ketchup and like pasta sauce.
Okay, but not
like
still not tomato
but
soup.
But not like whole tomatoes. Tomato soup, too concentrated. I liked SpaghettiOs, and I would always dip my grilled cheese into it.
Okay, sure.
That's a lead into this story.
Okay. Oh,
I
let
was
me
in
buckle up
one of the dining
one.
Halls.
Okay.
And they had tomato soup, and they also had grilled cheeses. So I was
all right.
How can I not get a cup of tomato soup and a grilled cheese?
Obviously, yeah.
It's the classic duet.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but it's a good combo.
Yep.
So then I got that, finished the grilled cheese. And then I had some tomato soup left. And I was like, I don't want to waste this.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I don't really like tomato soup without the grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a couple spoonfuls. And then I was like, hey, this isn't half bad.
Wow.
And then I was like, oh my God, this is really good.
Huh.
So I went back and got another bowl. And then later that night, they still had some tomato soup, so I got another bowl.
Wow.
And now I am converted to the tomato soup cause.
And so do you like other tomatoes now as well?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Just
no, I started, this comes after I started to experiment a little bit more. You know, I put a slice on my burger, my sandwich.
Whoa, all right.
I like if you get mozzarella and tomatoes and just put those together.
No, that's a match made in heaven
with,
right
like
there.
Some, with a vinaigrette.
Sometimes I even talk about cooking and recipes, so I think people are about to come to the station. That's cool. They're welcome to come in whenever.
Oh, wow. We're
I know, time flies. To anyone listening, this has been an interview, kind of. It's been a conversation, a dialogue with Jeb of the Road Trip Hour, Thursdays, 4 p.m. Feel free to tune in to his thing.
Light music, you know, fun time.
Yeah, it's also been a disruption in my show.
Yes.
But a welcome one in many ways.
I'm glad.
It's been a time. Anyways, real quick, I'm going to say, remember to take care of yourself, get the sleep you need, eat a good meal a day. Ideally more, I think. Hydrate. Any self-care advice for the listeners, Jack?
Jeb. Have a bowl of tomato soup a day.
Yeah, if it makes you happy, do that. Okay, great. And on that note, I'm going to pick some sort of song to play. And then the new people are going to come and play their own music, probably. Great. Let me pick a song because I don't have one prepared.
Is that a record low of songs? This is our fourth?
You know, I don't know because I've had guests before. It is our fourth, though. That might actually be a record low. But let me just pick something and then I guess that's it. So it's been weird. It's been good. And take care, everyone.
It was probably about birds.
It might have been. Okay, great. Take care. We'll be right back.